Open your Bible with me to Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. A young student nurse wrote of one of her first patients. Her name was Eileen. Eileen was totally helpless. A cerebral aneurysm had left her with no conscious control of her body. And as near as the doctors could tell, Eileen was totally unconscious, unable to feel pain and unaware of anything going on around her. So taking care of her was a thankless job. The young nurse was advised by one of the staff, "When it's this bad, you have to detach yourself emotionally from the whole situation." So as a result, more and more, she came to be treated as a thing, a vegetable. The young nurse decided she could not treat Eileen that way anymore. She would choose a different way. Her way of treating this one so helpless. She talked to Eileen. She sang to her. She even brought her little gifts. The young nurse had chosen her way, a different way. We're going to look at an incident in the life of one of the great leaders of God's people in the Old Testament. He could have chosen a course of action you might think justified, but he chose a different way. Numbers chapter 12, we're going to read verses 1 through 15. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and to Miriam, "You three come out to the tent of meeting." So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the doorway of the tent. And he called Aaron and Miriam. When they had both come forward, he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly and not in dark sayings. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" So the anger of the Lord burned against them, and he departed. But when the cloud had withdrawn from over the tent, behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. As Aaron turned toward Miriam, behold, she was leprous. Then Aaron said to Moses, "O my Lord, I beg you, do not account this sin to us, in which we have acted foolishly, in which we have sinned. Oh, do not let her be like one dead, whose flesh is half eaten away when he comes from his mother's womb." Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "O God, heal her, I pray." But the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, she would not bear the shame for 7 days. Let her be shut up for 7 days outside the camp, and afterwards she may be received again." So Miriam was shut up outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on until Miriam was received again. When you come into a situation in which you maybe are justified to be less than gentle, how will you respond? Choose a different way by showing gentleness even if attacked. Recognize that people come against you in one way when their problem really lies somewhere else. Miriam and Aaron had come against Moses, and their beef, if you would allow me to use that term, their problem with Moses, they express it first in that he had married a Cushite woman. There was some discussion in the commentaries about, was this a poor or was this a second wife? Whatever it was, they were looking for something to argue with Moses about. So that was the premise of their speaking against Moses. But in their statement, they go on to tell on themselves. They seemed to be jealous. They seemed to be envious, even though both had had leadership positions. Is only God speaking through Moses, they said? And so Moses didn't defend himself. He didn't counterattack. He was more meek. He was more humble. He showed gentleness even as he was attacked. On the world scene, Israel has always been urged to hold back. Think back over the last few years. In Desert Storm, the diplomatic pressure was being applied to them to keep them from counterattacking. As Hezbollah's missiles rained down in more recent years, they were urged again not to respond. And as nations rattle sabers and vow their extinction, that same pressure is being applied. How will you react? How will you react? How do you respond when someone comes against you? You understand the expression, fight fire with fire? What I am challenging you to do is when fire is breathed out at you, to come a different way, with gentleness, with quietness. If you'll just give people enough time, they usually tell on themselves. And this is what Aaron and Miriam have done. And that's what most of us will do. But we are called to follow Jesus. And one of the fruits of the Spirit, or one way the fruit of the Spirit, the fact that Jesus lives within our heart, one of the ways that it shows itself is in gentleness. Gentleness. So what matters is not the motivation of others, but your behavior. What matters is not the other person's behavior, but the way you respond. How will you respond if someone attacks you? It's easy to come back at them with the same level of vitriol. As I thought about this passage and this message, I remember thinking back as a kid. Maybe you said this to an older brother or an older sister or a playmate or something when they would say, "You're X, Y, and Z." And as a kid, we would say, "I know you are, but what am I?" Remember doing that? "I know you are, but what am I?" And that's not what Jesus is calling us to. We are urged to respond with gentleness, humility. If we counter at the same level, what happens? It only escalates tensions. And so the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Remember what the proverb says, that a soft answer turns away wrath. So choose a different way. Choose a different way by focusing on your relationship with Christ. Moses is unique in his relationship with God. First, because of his role as a trustworthy servant of God. So to be called a faithful or trustworthy servant by God is the highest honor that anyone can have. But you and I are called to the same thing. Maybe not in the magnitude, maybe not in the critical importance in terms of the history of the people of God, but we are called very much in the same way, that we are to be a faithful servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second way that Moses was unique was in the straightforward manner in which God revealed himself to him. The Lord says, as he calls them up out of the tent of meeting, and he's there in the pillar of cloud. And you say, "Lord, if the Lord would just do that." Well, is God's word not enough to speak to us? So they're there at the tent of meeting and the pillar of cloud. God is there and he says to Miriam and Aaron, "To prophets I speak, but I speak to them in visions and in dreams. But to Moses face to face, mouth to mouth, and not in riddles." God has spoken. And Moses needed to focus on his relationship with Christ, with the Lord God, and we need to do the same thing. Patrick Henry, shortly before his death, said, "I have now disposed of all my property to my family. There is one more thing I wish I could give them, and that is the Christian religion. If they had that and I had not given them one shilling, they would have been rich. And if they had not that and I had given them all the world, they would be poor. And you can only give someone else a relationship with Christ if you have a relationship with Christ. Someone may look at a list of the fruit of the Spirit and want those to be evident in their life. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want gentleness and loving kindness and all these things? But to try to cultivate them apart from a relationship with Christ is futility. Do you ever think, I wish I had handled that situation differently? So get away from the idea of a life lived in compartments. We are what we are at work based on what we are at home. We are what we are at home based on what we are at work. We are what we are at work and at home based on what we are really, truthfully, honestly at church. And everywhere else we are. We are to live a seamless life. We need to focus on our relationship with Christ. So let me ask you, are you growing in Christ? Are you listening for God to speak to you? Are you giving Him opportunity on a daily basis for God to speak into your heart and life? Sometimes God will use His Word. Sometimes God will use one of the other people around us. This is what God has said to me. And we need to hear. We need to hear what's going on. So let me ask you, are you growing in Christ? What are you doing to grow? Are you cultivating gentleness in your life? One of the reasons that we tend to not have gentleness is that we have anger. And I came across, I heard the analogy years ago, part of our problem is that we keep our anger bucket too full. Have you ever tried to carry a 5-gallon bucket that's full of water and not spill any? And that's the analogy, that's the word picture. And so the person that I heard speaking about it said, make sure that you keep your anger bucket as empty as possible. Because when we let it get fuller and fuller and fuller, what we end up doing is sloshing it out on everyone. So Christ then, if we keep our anger bucket full, Christ then is not allowed to deal with our anger. So we need to choose a different way. Allow God to deal with adversaries then without taking revenge yourself. Moses did not defend. Moses did not counterattack. He waited on God, and God defended him. Miriam became leprous. It's interesting, if you understand leprosy, leprosy was like a death sentence. Not only would it have killed you physically, it would have killed you socially because you would have been an outcast. And all of a sudden, here Miriam is. She's just white with leprosy. But Moses' reaction showed his gentleness. He could have gloated. He could have said, oh, hell, you got what was coming to you. But did you catch what he did? He prayed for Miriam. He prayed that God would forgive her. He prayed that God would heal her. And God relented. Miriam was outside the camp for 7 days, but once those 7 days were up, she was welcomed back in, and they went on their way. One morning, a man by the name of Ralph Melton woke up at 5 o'clock to a noise that sounded like someone repairing boilers on his roof. Still in his pajamas, he went out into the backyard to investigate. He found a woodpecker on the TV antenna, pounding his little brains out on a metal pole. Angry at the little creature who ruined his sleep, Ralph picked up a rock and threw it. The rock sailed over the house, and he heard a distant crash as it hit the car. Then in utter disgust, Ralph took a vicious kick at a clod of dirt, only to remember too late that he was still in his bare feet. So uncontrolled anger, a lack of gentleness, Ralph learned, can sometimes be its own reward. Is there a situation where you are being attacked? It may not be so much a heads-on, face-to-face. It may be subtle. It may be one of those kind of passive-aggressive deals. But is there a situation where you're being attacked? My question to you is how are you responding? How are you responding? Are you waiting on God to defend you? Remember that two wrongs never make a right. We are to display the virtue of gentleness. We are to choose to live by the Spirit and not the flesh. We are to choose to live by faith and not by sight. And I'll make another prediction to you. Maybe before you lay your head down to sleep tonight, you'll have opportunity to display gentleness or anger. We were gone last Sunday. We left a week ago Wednesday. I had never been quite in a situation where I found myself. We had made our way to Shreveport, Louisiana, stopped for the night. After 725 miles, I was a little bit tired. We went to a restaurant, national chain restaurant. We order. Few minutes. Most of my meal was brought out, but none of Kim's. Sat there for a minute. Go ahead and start eating. So I went ahead and started eating. I get pretty much finished. And my wife does not have any food. And there's people going in and out of the kitchen, maybe as far from here to about where Millie's sitting. Were we from the doors in and out of the kitchen? People just going. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go raise a fuss and we won't have to pay for these meals. And then I thought, let me finish what I thought, that first thought. I'll never see these people again in my life. I'll probably never be in Shreveport, Louisiana again in my life. But then I thought, but I am still a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how I act in this restaurant, whether anybody ever sees me again or not, is reflective of Him. See, as you get ready to go out of this place, you're going to come across people who are not having a real good day. You may come across somebody who, for whatever reasons going on in their heart and life, are just wanting to spill the anger bucket out on you, whether you deserve it or not. So how are you going to respond? The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Is there gentleness in your life?